All right, guys, today I'm going to talk to you about the five biggest mistakes that new Amazon sellers and veteran Amazon sellers make when trying to sell on Amazon. And here's the thing, guys. I'm talking about this to you not because I don't think you can do it, but because I want you to know and see where people mess up, where you might be messing up and you do not know it. Because if you're able to see that, and then change, maybe you will have a wildly successful Amazon business. Right now, people are increasing their Amazon businesses, their sales by 50%, 80%, 100%. And if you're in the medical space right now, some people have like 1,000% increase, okay? Maybe even more. I don't know of them, but I can only imagine. We've also sold to hundreds and hundreds of thousands of customers on Amazon. And so I'm talking about this. If you're not a large Amazon seller, if you're not selling millions on Amazon, this is something you should pay attention to. All right, so number one, if you're thinking about selling on Amazon, the biggest mistake you can have is not starting to sell. It's a terrible mistake, never getting a product live. You know how many people have bought or listened to a course on how to sell on Amazon and end up doing absolutely nothing? Listen, you have to realize you, in your world, until you actually produce a product and put it up for sale, you haven't even had the opportunity to really fail or succeed. So you can sit on a course, you can listen to videos for hours, tens of hours, hundreds of hours. Until you have a product that's live and someone is able to buy it, you have not even left the starting line. And a lot of people get stuck on that. Well, what should I make? What should I do? What product? Is this product going to be good? What if I lose some money? Listen, you have to risk, because no matter what, you have to place the order at some time. But your biggest risk is never starting. You already paid for a course. You already invested your time. Listen, your time is more valuable than your money. Your time is precious. And you need to realize, if you're spending time on paying attention to it, why not go all the way and at least give it a shot? And I'll give you some examples I wrote down here. I don't know a single person who has actually launched, like done some strategy. This is how you pick a product, some low competition, decent price, la la la, doing some, so anything from any person who has sold on Amazon that you learn from. Could be by the phone, could be by the YouTube, could be a friend, you know, could be a paid course. It doesn't matter. If you follow a system, okay, not just guessing, but even, sorry. There is a system, which is even no system too. I know a person who sells millions on Amazon, who asked somebody else who sells on Amazon, said, hey, what product should I do? And the person said, I mean, I don't know. I said, look, I don't want to do the research. I just want to get started. Just tell me a product to make. And the guy said, sell this. He sold it, and now the guy sells millions. That's it. That could be your process. If that's your process, do it. Don't ask your mother unless she sells on Amazon. Ask somebody who sells on Amazon. Hey, what do you think is a good product to launch right now in 2020? Like, if you ask me, I will tell you. I already know dozens and dozens of products. Maybe almost at a category, I could spend a second and tell you a pretty decent product to launch. Now, that's the process. But follow a process. I know nobody who has followed a process, launched a product, failed on that one, gone through the process again, seen what they did, launched another product, gone through the process again, launched a product. If they've launched five products, every single person I know has made money on Amazon who's launched more. Well, honestly, even four. I don't know a person who's tried it four times and has failed every time. I don't know anybody. Nobody. 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 So it's like, listen, the biggest problem is not starting. Do I know people who did one product and failed? Yes. And I'll go into more on that. Sometimes you think you fail when you didn't actually, but that's another point. But if you don't start, that's when you lose. Another example, I know a person who was going to do thermometers. Okay, she's a great person. Awesome. I told her, hey, you should sell on Amazon. She did. She did the research. She's like, hey, what do you think? This part is good. Should I do this? Should I add packaging? Should I do da 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 da? And I'm like, just put it up. Just get it up. Just get it up. Because you're wasting time with all the other questions. Just put the thing up. There was some delays. She didn't do it. Da da da. Whatever, right? Now, believe it or not, if she were to place the order when we talked about it. Or she was already trying to sell and do this like a year earlier. But like finally, when she picked the product, the research, thermometer was good, etc. Was too much of a delay. All between the name and the box and I don't know, just a lot of wasted time. Probably like 2 months or something, right? She would have had the product up right when the whole virus hit. And just so you know, that product, every single one of them on Amazon, entirely sold out. Even if you were to charge more money, or if you don't want to do price gouging, you don't want to do this, da, 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 and you want to be like perfect, sell at the same price you were going to sell it at, she would have sold out the entire stock, or $2 higher, $1 higher, $5 higher. I mean, it would have sold because the things are totally sold out. So you're like, okay, even if the listing would have been horrible, everything would have been bad, meaning like didn't have great images, didn't have anything. The fact of having it up gives you an opportunity to get lucky. And so in that case, she could have been lucky, even if the listing is just another name for the page. If the listing was horrible, ugly, it would have still sold and sold out entirely. And that would have been, who knows, $15,000, $20,000 profit or something in that range. Wow. So again, problem is not starting. And will that happen again? I don't know. But are there cases where maybe you say you make a basketball and then somehow basketball becomes really popular, or you make a pen and then somehow calligraphy comes back into style and everybody's writing? I don't know. Like, but the thing is, if you don't have the product up, you'll never get that chance. So that's the biggest mistake. Now, mistake number two, you don't give the customer a reason to buy from you. Okay? And I talk about this every once in a while, but let's say you have a product. There needs to be some reason why a person will buy from you. Okay, period, period, period. And maybe your product is the same as the other guys, but maybe yours is a little bit shinier. Well, that's the reason to buy it, because it looks shiny in the image. Even if it's the same product, but it's more attractive. You make them want it more. Maybe you make them feel nice when it gets it because your brand name isn't like Xing Qing Chuang Dang. The guys who are from China, Chinese make up 50% of the marketplace of sellers like you and I that just go on and put a product. They make up 50%. In the US. Okay. A lot of these listings, they're not nothing special. They're just, I mean, some of them really are. Some of them are really professional, extremely good sellers, and some of them are just mediocre. But they just put the product up. That's the first step. But the second step is the reason to buy from them was maybe they're the only one with that style. Okay. But you, if you got that same style as someone else, but your name was, I don't know, USA Steel Factory. No, I don't know. No, forget that. A name. I don't know. Ivan's products or something like that. Okay, with that alone, if you have the same product as this the Chinese guy next to you, his name is Shen Jing Peng. Your name is Ivan's Household Goods. Okay? And they're the same price, the same model. A lot of people, we buy a lot from China, but most people want to buy at least from a company that's from the US. Or at least from I've asked people, and they're like, oh, and there's something on the news in China, blah, whatever. So if it's like, hey, just by the brand name, that's a reason. But now, if your image looks worse, if you're double the price, and your name is Ivan's Products, and the other guy is changing Pong, and he's half the price, and the image is better, well, they're not gonna buy from you. That's not enough reason. You need to have enough convincing reason for them to buy from you. That could be a low price. Okay, so you need to know your numbers and see what's your cost, what are the fees, all that stuff. You need to be knowledgeable. You need to study. Okay, but you need to have a reason, whether it's price, whether it's the model, whether it's the color, whether it's the size. Maybe you have a size that nobody else has. Maybe your thing just looks better, right? That is the thing. Maybe you have a video that shows how to use it right there. There's a lot of reasons, but you need to have a reason. So what I see a lot with new guys is, let's go back to the thermometer. Let's say you have a thermometer. Your thermometer, I don't know, is smaller than the other one. Your thermometer is a little bit uglier. Your listing was done not as good. It was done from an iPhone or something. It didn't have a white background. You didn't get anything professionally done. It doesn't have a video. Doesn't have good explanations. Has typos. It looks bad. So it doesn't look as good. And you're $5 more expensive than the other guy. So at that point, you go, okay, sorry. Like, can you do something? So anyway, that's the second reason. Third reason, the biggest mistake that Amazon sellers make, the reason people do not buy from you, the reason you do not succeed on Amazon. And this one's interesting, okay? Because I've seen this happen, I don't know, at least to five different people. And some of them, I mean, no joke, would be millionaires right now, but they did this mistake. And it boggles my mind, and I literally tell them, I'm like, are you kidding me? How, what? What? Okay, so this is what it is. They're doing well, and they do not know it. Okay. Now, that might sound funny, huh? Like, they're doing well, they don't know it. How does someone not know? Well, tell you what. When you get into this Amazon space and you start talking to people, someone goes, oh yeah, I sold, you know, $10,000 yesterday. Oh, this month I sold 200,000. Oh, this month I did 2 million. Oh, this month, whatever. Or you look at that guy and he goes, hey, I just sold my company and I made $20 million in cash. You start hearing these numbers and you go, crap, I only sold 20 units today. Shit. Like, I'm a loser. Okay. Man, something horrible. And then what happens? You go, oh man, I need to restock. Then you go, is my restocking actually necessary? I don't want to restock because I'm only doing 20 units and like it's not worth it. And oh, like I'm making almost no money. And you're really, it's really makes you feel down. And then you don't reorder and you let it go. I've seen that. The guys are selling 20 units and they go, oh, well, my other business is doing well. Let's say you're a contractor. You got all this business and your contracting work. It's time to reorder. You go, ah. It's only selling $3,000 a month. I make $3,000 in one day in a contract that I land, so I should focus on this, and they drop Amazon. So they're literally selling, and they drop it. Now, one of the reasons, though, that happens is they don't actually know their profit. It's hard because, let's say you sold 1,000 of units, now you got to order 3,000, you're losing money, quote-unquote, because you have to spend more money, you have to put on a credit card, you have to do something. And you go, damn, this is not making me any money. But you don't understand the numbers. Now, I have a software that I created, or have a team that's creating it together, right? Called Samurai Seller. Now, in there, you have a profit dashboard where it shows you the profit for every sale. You put in your cost. You put in even your rent, software that you're paying for. You put in all of your costs, and it tells you exactly how much profit you're making after paying anybody, after paying any assistants overseas, after paying your designer, after paying Amazon their cut, after paying for ads, everything, and you see your profit. Because if you don't know how much money you're actually taking home, you might give up, because you could do bad calculations and go, oh well, I'm only selling 10 units, like that's ridiculous. But listen, if you sell 10 units, okay, and you make $5 on each one, okay, that's $50 a day, and that is $16,000 in a year. So that's over $1,000 in your pocket a year. Like, if you do that once, you could increase it by, maybe you could double it. Maybe you could add another product. Like, if you could do that, you're at a huge success. It's a humongous success if you can sell 10 units a day profitably. Now, if you're selling 10 units a day and losing money, that's one thing. But if you don't, so some people might assume, oh, I'm losing money on that. Or I'm only making a dollar and I put in this stuff and complaining and they don't understand. We need to look at the numbers. That's why I have Samurai Sell. That's why I incorporated that into our Samurai. It actually helps you manage ads. And it's like, you need to know the numbers. It's so important. You have no idea. If some people knew how much money they were making, and with little tweaks, how much money they could make, they just kept that up, it would blow their mind. And I always, when I see somebody who quits like that, I go, it was selling? What the hell happened? And they go, ah, oh, well, I got busy. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? So anyway, that's the big roadblock. You cannot drop it. Understand how much money it's exactly going to make, how much money it is making, and don't quit it. If something's going to make you 10 grand a year, why would you stop it? Especially if you can multiply it and just add 5 more, then make 50 grand, then make 100 grand. Like, what? Then if you do that a bunch of times, then you make 1 million. And then if you do it enough times, one of them takes off, boom, that one alone could do 200 grand. So it's just ridiculous. Okay. That leads me to the next one, the fourth mistake that I see very frequently, which is you never change your listing, you never change your product, you never change anything. You never change your strategy. Amazon changes all the time. You never change, okay? A person might 5 years ago do something and they got lucky and they do nothing and they stay and then eventually they get taken over and they go down and etc. So let's go back to example, the person selling 10 units a day. They're selling 20 units a day, okay? So whatever, they're selling a ring. I have a ring on, so I'm looking at a ring. Sell a ring. Okay. And they're selling these rings. They sell 10 rings. You know, I don't know, they're plastic rings or silicone rings or whatever. And they go, okay, someone else comes in, a new seller. Okay. And they have an image similar to yours. And they're priced $3 cheaper. And they're running ads. And you go, well, I've always made money without running ads. My image has worked for me before. And you give yourself these reasons why, like, it's weird. Like, your sales are going down, and like, it's weird. Amazon, it's too late to sell on Amazon. You make excuses. It's too late to sell on Amazon. Oh, I made a bad product. Oh, this industry is bad. Oh, people are going to the stores. I don't know. You just make excuses and you say whatever, but you do not respond to what's happening. If your sales are going down, someone's taking market share from you, you need to respond. They need an image that's a little bit sexier. You make an image that's a little bit sexier. They start running ads. You're not running ads. You need to learn about ads. Do my free course, Samurai Seller, a training. Just do the free course, okay? Learn ads. You need to change, okay? The main image needs to be changed if someone else has a better image than yours. So not responding is a huge, huge one. Okay, you had a review strategy. Years ago, people would just buy reviews and do all this stuff and la la la, and that was your strategy, and then you can't do that anymore? You're like, oh, I can't start new products because my strategy is gone. No, you need to change. How are people doing it now? Can you sell without reviews? That's what we're doing now. We launch our products with zero reviews. No reviews. We just do our ads. We do our targeted ads. We sell. We changed. Okay. Before, back when I started in 2015, there was a website called Thomason, and you literally would buy reviews. Amazon allowed it. And they just had to say, hey, this was an unbiased review. This was totally normal. It was within Amazon's rules, within the Federal Trade Commission rules, because you're disclosing. It was totally kosher to just be like, hey, here's 50 of the units. You would get like 30, 40 reviews. So easy. Well, listen, when that gets shut down, then you got to change. Amazon says, we don't like that anymore. There was a whole, you know, a whole thing that happened because Amazon got caught that they were not unbiased reviews. Average reviews of those giveaways were like 4.8, and average reviews of a person that wasn't giveaway was 4.3. So then that big study came out, Amazon got attacked, so they shut that down. Okay, it shut down. What are you going to do now? Not change? Just say, oh, well, I have no reviews. Well, I have these products. Well, I'm going to go. No, you can't sit there and just die. You have to, like, do something. So you got to change and respond. When people don't do that, you get into problems. Then the last one. I think this is probably one of the most important ones, and it ties in very close to the last one. The mistake number four, never change, right? Not responding. And number five, the biggest mistake is you put responsibility on other people, okay? This is deadly. It's horrible. It hurts you on your Amazon. It hurts you in your life. It hurts you everywhere, okay? This is what happens. You go, oh, I got a new product on Amazon. Well, I hired this person. He made the listing. It's not selling. He did a terrible job. And, you know, I can't sell. I hired another person. You hire all these people and none of them do a good job. And it's like, okay, look. I understand. It's your listing. So what are you going to do about it? Are you going to have the guy fix it? Do you know what's going to make it sell? Can you try? Can you guide? Can you ask your friends, hey, what do you think about this picture? Ask strangers. Go on the street and just be like, hey, do you like this picture or this picture? Oh, I like this one. Crap, it's always your competitors. So what do they like about it? Ask. Get feedback. Do something. Be proactive. Because you know who is it? That contractor that they're doing their job as a photographer and they do pictures for you. It's not their business. It's your business. So their business is giving you the pictures. They gave you the pictures. They did their job. Your job is to make sure the thing sells. Your job is to make sure your business grows. That's your job. So yes, you might have to hire somebody to do something, but how are you? You can't just blame them. You know, you're the one who picked them. You're the one who vetted or did not vet them. You're the one who paid or did not pay them. That's on you. It's your business. Next thing, agencies. Oh, I have this product, this amazing idea. I'm selling a microphone and my gosh, it's the best microphone in the universe. Or I've just got one on Alibaba and it's the best microphone and it's good and I tested it. Da, da, da. And I hired this Amazon agency. They're going to take care of it for me. Love those guys. They have great reviews. I checked them out. Da, da, da. The Amazon agency, your sales go down, the thing goes, and then you say, oh my gosh, it's too late to sell on Amazon. It's past the Amazon golden age. I can't sell, man. You got lucky. You sold it in 2015. They were saying the same thing back then too. Doesn't it? It's too late now. They were saying the same thing. Now it's like, oh, you got an early. Okay, well, they're going to say that now too. 2020? You got it now? People right now are telling you it's too late to sell on Amazon. In 10 years. Oh my gosh, you got it in 2020? Woo, lucky. Listen, do not hire an agency and put it on them. If you're going to hire some sort of agency, well, make sure they do their job. And if not, then you take it over. Find another agency. Do something. But it's not on them. It's on you. Next thing, courses. Oh my gosh, do not get me started. Okay. This is the... I hate hearing this, okay? I say, oh, you tried to sell on Amazon? Yeah. I got this course. And I did it, but it didn't work. What didn't work? The course didn't work? I did the same course that you did. So what's the difference? Is the course different? No. You're expecting the course to do the work. A course will only give you tools, give you some guidance. Okay? You do the work. It is your company. You take, oh, they said this. Try it. If it doesn't work, drop it. Go to the next one. Go to another course. Your business, it's not the course's business. So the second you say, oh, I did what the course told me to do and didn't work, and I picked the product exactly like they told me, but oh, they really ripped me off. I can't believe I paid $3,000 for a course and did all this crap. Oh no, why did I do that? Okay, listen, it's not the course's fault, man. It's your business. It's your business. So take responsibility. Your business, if you succeed, it's because of you, not because of someone else. If your business succeeds, it's because of you, maybe because of your spouse, your business partner, together. But if you expect a course, you say, I did the course, it didn't work. No, you didn't either. You used the course, you got the wrong course. It's up to you. It's your business. So that's what I have, guys, for this episode. 5 biggest mistakes that Amazon sellers make, new and old. Subscribe to this podcast, okay? Because I will be giving you more information all the time. I'm going to talk about this. And I'm not talking from somewhere where I don't know what I'm talking about. I've seen this over and over. This is real stuff. People make mistakes. Don't be one of them. Follow somebody. And then don't say, oh, I listened to this podcast and I still didn't get started. Listen, I'm telling you to get started. You should get started. It's not my fault if you didn't get started. I just said it. If you don't get started, that's on you. So subscribe. See you next time.